Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Tommy Togiai, Browns defensive tackle, former Ohio State Buckeye. Are you familiar with alpaca farms?
Nah, definitely not.
Fine. Next question.
He's got to think, what did I call into? What kind of awful morning show
is this?
Can I ask you something?
Have you ever listened to sports talk radio in the past?
Yeah, no, I definitely have. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. Does this sound like every terrible morning zoo you've ever heard?
No.
Okay, give it 5 minutes, and we'll ask you that question again. Go ahead.
Don't ask him about Aaron Rodgers, whatever you do. Do not ask new Cleveland Brown about Aaron
Rodgers. Can't ask players about other players. That's definitely not something you can do. Go ahead, Tone.
All right, just talk about the excitement level of what's going on here, because there are Browns fans that are thrilled about your selection. Obviously, a bunch of Buckeyes. I'm a Buckeye. Ken, every time I try to admit...
Don't listen to this. I didn't go to Ohio State.
He doesn't root for Ohio State.
I went to Akron, Tommy, and you, Tommy, I'm sure you, I don't even know if you've even been through Akron. They need all the support they can get with their football program, so I've decided to be an ardent Akron football supporter. Go ahead. Ask him a question.
First of all, you know a little bit about Cleveland Browns football, I imagine, even though you went to school, 2.5 hours down the road. What did you know about the Browns before they ended up taking you?
Yeah, no, I mean, their team up and coming. I mean, you see what they did last season and even the year before with the head coach and GM. They got things turned around and changed the culture up there. So, no, I'm really excited to be part of their organization now.
What is the fit right now? I know that's so tough. I'm sure they're saying all the things about you got to compete. You've got to get here. And once you get here, you're just anybody else. And now you've got to make a name for yourself. What does that competitive spirit, what is that going to be about when you get here up in Cleveland?
I mean, I'm going to bring everything I got. I'm going to go. I mean, from day one, I step in the building. I'm going to give 110% and mean just try to work my way in best I can to help this team.
What's it been like over the last week about, now you're a professional football player? Has anything changed already?
Yeah, just my preparation. I'm really just trying to learn as much as I can. I've been on a couple meetings with Chris Kiffin, the D-line coach, already, just trying to get as much information as I can and really just preparing as best I can.
Are you from Idaho?
Yes, I am.
Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm back home right now, yes, sir.
Tell me something about Idaho I don't know. I've never been to Idaho.
One thing you probably wouldn't know is maybe like the – I mean, you guys probably know we're known for potatoes is the biggest thing. And then maybe something you don't know is maybe just the beautiful scenery we have. There's a bunch of mountains, beautiful mountains and everything out here.
I had no idea until Twitter started, and then you would see the pictures of the scenery of Idaho. Like, I had no idea it was that beautiful a place. The lakes are crystal clear, Tommy.
Yeah.
Crystal clear. How good are you in dealing with double teams?
I think that's one of my stronger points is with double teams, especially in the run game. I mean, just being able to – I take pride in not letting the lineman move me, be able to hold my gap.
Well, because that's one of the things I kind of – I've been high-selling you here because I think your draft choice was my favorite that the Browns had, and I wanted them to take your new teammate, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, at 26. Ended up getting him at 52, so I was excited about that. But I was really excited about your draft choice because, like, in the game against the Raiders, there's not a lot of guys who are able to do what you're able to do. And the Raiders lined up. They played big. and they pounded out and they created a real problem for everybody else trying to make plays. So if you're able to absorb double teams and get through double teams as well, how do you think that that frees up maybe Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney?
I mean, I think it would work really well. I mean, just be able to eat up as many blockers as I can to free up even linebackers or, yeah, the defensive ends, Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, but also just to free up linebackers to be able to make a play in the backfield.
Someone who plays the position that you played, you know, your entire life, and somebody who understands, you know, the game in the trenches, when you think about playing next to potentially Myles Garrett, what have you seen from him, and just how impressed have you been with his career early on?
I mean, it's exciting, and I'm really impressed. I mean, he's just a freak of nature. I mean, freak athlete. You see what he does on the field. You know, I mean, he goes hard every play. I mean, it's barely, they have to send sometimes two guys to be able to stop him because, I mean, that's just how good he is.
You're somebody who has certainly impressed in the weight room before. We have people all the time calling up our show, tweeting us the videos that Myles Garrett puts out workout-wise. Is there going to be a competitive spirit there? Are you going to have to show him a few things about working out?
I mean, there might be some competition in the weight room. We'll have to see.
How much you bench?
The most I've ever benched, the max bench, is 555.
That's a lot. Do you do squats? Do you do deadlifts? What do you do?
Yeah, I squat. I don't really deadlift too much, but yeah, squat.
I always feel, do you feel the same way about deadlifts I do? I feel like it would wreak havoc on people's backs, and I would stay away from it.
Yeah, every time I deadlift, it's, I mean, moderate to heavy weight, not too going too crazy. I ain't trying to, yeah, mess up my back or anything like that.
Tommy Togiai joining us on the show. Have you experienced, you're so young, so maybe this is a question I need to ask you. I mean, you're 21 years old. Maybe this is a question I need to ask you when you're 31 years old. But have you already experienced the difference in athleticism and what it takes to play the position you play than what it was even when you were a kid, when you were in high school, playing at Ohio State and seeing the level of competition that you play across from offensive lines every Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the game's always evolving going forward. I mean, adding just more speed, more physicality, and, I mean, more strength. So I think the game's just going to keep going forward, and it's always going to keep getting faster and, I mean, stronger with guys coming in.
I mean, you played in the Big Ten. You went up against a ton of NFL guys. I know that everybody always talks about the SEC. The Big Ten has plenty of guys that got drafted early, and, of course, you had such a great game against Clemson in the semifinal. The fact that you were able to do that at your career at Ohio State, not to mention playing among your teammates and going up against some of the best linemen day in and day out, does that give you even more confidence that you'll be able to make that transition?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, especially just the O-linemen that we have at Ohio State, that our guys going against them every day of practice, which has made each other better. And, yeah, going against the other Big Ten, I mean, teams are playing, like, top competition each week. So, I mean, just going against them, I mean, every week in and week out, just, yeah, making me better. So I feel, yeah, very confident going in.
So anyone who listens to the radio here knows I'm a sore loser. I'm a Buckeye apologist. I'm a homer, went to Ohio State. And I asked Ken earlier in the show if I could tell you that I thought that, you know, it's a different game in the national championship had we have had you and everybody else available. Is that fair to say? Is that something that you've thought about, what life would have been like in that title game had you been able to play?
Yeah, I mean, that's always something that's always been, I mean, still in the back of my mind. I mean, me and Tyreek Smith, my other defensive end I had to sit out. I mean, we both, still talk about it. Like, man, if we had a chance to play, maybe we could have did something different. We could have maybe changed the game. But, yeah, I guess we'll never know now.
I know you were focused on your performance and getting drafted and getting ready for the NFL. But, I mean, you're not a hermit. You do pay attention to certain things. What were your feelings when Justin Fields was getting the criticism pre-draft that he was getting?
I mean, it was just crazy to me just to see, like, I mean, all that coming in for that, I mean, that guy, because I know the type of guy he is, who he is, and the type of worker he is, and he's all the people that were trying to bring him down, he's none of those things. I mean, he's a guy that comes into work with the mindset that he wants to get better, and he wants to be a leader to the team. So, I mean, it was just kind of crazy to me that people were saying the things they were about him.
I always wonder what happens when you get drafted to go into the NFL. You already talked about talking to, with the defensive line coach. How much have you heard from Joe Woods? How much have you heard from strength and conditioning? And when does that plan start to get fortified? Here's what I need to do. Obviously, you're going to be here. We're getting excited about the offseason workouts and stuff like that. But what is that like once you get drafted, the information that you get?
Yeah, so I mean, I was only maybe talking to them briefly, but I'll probably get more. Yeah, really into depth when I get into Cleveland next week about really more into that and where they see me at with the strength and conditioning wise and all that stuff. But for right now, yeah, I'm still just just conditioning myself and lifting myself, getting in the best shape I can when I get into Cleveland.
How much have you got a chance to talk to Joe Woods?
Just briefly, not too much.
Is there anything that you know you need to know about this defense that you can share with us as you get ready to go to rookie minicamp?
Just that, I mean, this defense is on the rise, and I'm really excited to be part of it, and I'm really excited to play with the players that they have on that side of the ball.
Tommy Togiai joining us on the show, brand new Browns defensive tackle. How difficult, let me ask you an emotional question. How difficult was it emotionally last year to kind of be jerked around by the Big Ten, everything going on, to not know whether or not you were going to even be able to play an opponent getting ready for that week's game? Can you take me through the roller coaster of emotions that you had to experience as an Ohio State Buckeye last season?
Yeah, no, it was definitely crazy. Just to, at first, we were just preparing. We came in the summer. We thought we were preparing, we're going to have a season. And then all of a sudden, they say our season's canceled. And then everyone, I mean, it was just crazy. Everyone's kind of like just bummed out. Everyone's like kind of sad and stuff just because we worked so hard through the summer, put in that work. But, I mean, we still stayed ready. I mean, I think that's why we did so well when they did say our season was back on, because that's what Coach Day always would tell us. Like, we're going to get the green light sometime. That's why we just have to stay ready. And I think that's why we had that mindset, too, that we had to be able to stay ready. I think that's why we did well this past season.
That's incredible. So you guys believed, even when they were like, no, we can't play a season, you guys were kind of sitting there like, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, no, definitely. We still always had it in the back of our minds, and we prepared that way. Like, we're going to play still. Like, we still had it in our workouts, practices, walkthroughs. We're preparing. Like, we're going to still have a game, like, in the next coming weeks. So we always had still that preparation in hand.
All right, let's put it out there. It's not mince words here. Let's just put it out there. You're done with college. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Michigan, that state up north, were they ducking Ohio State?
I don't know if they're ducking, but yeah, I seen they had a few positive tests, so that's the reason they couldn't play.
Tommy Togiai, well answered.
Yeah, very diplomatic, because you know you'll be playing with and against Michigan guys. I get it. You got to say the right.
You got to understand. You're like the first one up, because when that's all going down last year, like, you don't get access to football players at Ohio State. Nobody from Ohio State's talking. So we're all wondering, and now we're like, oh, we drafted an Ohio State player. So now we have to ask you about all the stuff that was going down last year. And yeah, we had several people calling us going, nah, Michigan's ducking a man. I'm going, I don't know about all that.
I just want to know what those discussions will be like with Donovan Peoples-Jones. I mean, at some point, it's going to be a bet, right? You got to make a bet on the game.
Oh, gosh. Do you have to make a bet?
That's what they do. Tom Brady does every year. Makes a bet on the game, and he loses.
That's like opposing mares. That's kind of hacky, isn't it?
I know.
Will Ryan Day be an NFL head coach someday?
If he wants to, I know he probably could be. I mean, I know he'd probably do well. But I'm not. I mean, for me, I couldn't tell you.
So if you were guessing 10 years from now, Ryan Day still at Ohio State, or is he
in
the
NFL? Why are you doing this? He's great at Ohio State.
He is.
Yeah, I would say he loves Ohio State, and I think he would stay. But, I mean, he'd definitely have opportunity to if he wanted to.
It's the right answer. Just a few more here. I'm curious, were you surprised at all at any of the – and I don't know how much you pay attention to it, and you had to worry about yourself first and foremost. Were you surprised about the Justin Fields conversation, how – we all thought he was going number two overall 6 months ago, and then he ends up going to the Bears where he went.
I mean, yeah, like I said earlier, I just was, I mean, kind of in awe, like, because I know the type of quarterback he is, type of guy he is, and with all, like, the things that he went through just to get to this point. I mean, he went through all the adversity and see how he played this past season. He went through all that, and he was, I mean, first and foremost, he's the one that.
And the alpacas have cut the wires. He says, nope.
This is like a Forrest Gump situation. What happened there?
I think the timer ran out.
Well, maybe it did.
You
were the last answer. What?
I think you scared him off. You're trying to send his former coach away to the NFL. What the hell
no,
was that?
No, I wasn't. I asked
thought that
him
was
to
ridiculous.
Give a prediction. That's all I asked.
I thought that was ridiculous.
Well, if that's the last we hear of Tommy in this day, I hope that he has a really great day. That was...
He'll be in town for minicamp next week.
Ricky now, you minicamp. Said we'll get
I won't be in town. He's coming into town, and I'm going out of town.
You're ducking. You did say... You're
ducking Togia.
Ducking him.
You did say this week, because there was some hope that Sheldon Richardson would be back. You said, based on the moves they made in the draft and with their undrafted free agents, you think that spells the end almost for sure for Sheldon, right, as a Cleveland Brown?
Yeah, I think that Andrew wasn't going to say – I mean, Andrew basically said, hey, the hope's hope, that's fine. And then they made another move, and so it's like, well, he told us without telling us. Like, that ship is probably sailed. And I've heard a couple of things, I really have, about Sheldon, is where maybe they asked him to take a restructuring, and then all of a sudden it kind of went in another direction.
And I get it. You want to get younger. It's just Sheldon, yeah. I thought surged at the right time last year. I don't know what his Pro Football Focus score was. And Kenny, you know me. I'm not a master of understanding what's happening in the trenches. I just thought that guy was such a positive force in the locker room. And during some of those games, I thought he was just absolutely big. And so I'm not saying they can't make up for that loss. And I think that they're confident that some of the guys they have coming in are going to be able to do that. I'm just curious how long that's going to take, because that is a veteran, a wily vet, somebody who's been around,
yeah,
seen it all.
But again, if they weren't, double teams aren't the only thing. So that's why I was excited to have Tommy on and ask him about that. Like, double teams aren't the only thing. It's just at the same time, like, there were certain things that Sheldon Richardson did that was beyond football for this organization. I think that he was a grown-up in the room. I think that he was a guy that they could rely on. I thought he was such a strong personality as compared to what people told us he was going to be, where there were people in New York like, and, you know, we had even local guys here going, well, be careful. Sheldon was a really, really nice player to cover, so it was a difficult thing to have to deal with to see him go. But, you know, now you have Tommy Togiai, now you have a couple of others. I think that Tommy Togiai, I can't say shoe-in, but I think he's a shoe-in basically to make the team. I think he is. And we'll see how they fill out the rest of that defensive tackle rotation. Because remember, you need more than you always think, because they're bigger bodies and they're still going to be some longer drives on you, and you're still going to have to rotate those guys in and give them a breather. 216-578-0092. I got another thought on that when we come back. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima. I have a theory at 940 on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.